Here, Mishnayis Ervin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah starts off, HaNoisin Eseruva Bebeishar. If the people want to collect together to make an Erev Chatzeris, you have a few houses, a few people living in the same Chatzer, and they collect the matzah, they collect the food together, and they want to put the Erev in a Beishar. That's a house that's near the gate, where the Shomer, the watchman, stays there. It's not really a place to live. Or else, Achsadra, it's like an open porch. Or Mafesas, that's like a balcony, is an Erev. In these places, you cannot put an Erev. The Erev is no good. And the same thing, the Hardor Shom, if somebody's living in these places, Einu Oysra Lov, he does not make it also for the people in the Chotzer to carry out, because these places are not Oymet to live in. So whoever is there, it's not considered like you're living there. Mashenkin, if you'd put the Erev, not where you're supposed to put the Erev is, in one of the houses where people live there. Now, what about the Beis HaTevel? Let's say you put the Erev in your warehouse where you store your straw, or else the Beis HaBokar where you have your animals, the Beis Eitzim where you store your wood, the Beis Eitzar or Stam in a warehouse, Harez Erev. This already is called a good Erev, because these places are called a Beis Dira. Fihar Dorsham, someone lives in these places, Oisrolov, if he's not included in the Erev, he would ask, when he walks out, he likes Mavatal Roshus, he makes it also for people to carry out from their house into the Chotzer. Reb Yehuda says, Im Yesham Tfisas Yod Shabal HaBais, let's say the owner of the house, he owns the house and he rents it out to two or three couples, that's like you have like a fourplex, four apartments, and you rent out the apartments to different people, but the Balabos, the ones that owns the house, he has a Tfisas Yod, means he has a right to come into each apartment because he leaves something there. So Lachar is then Einu Oisolov. Then the people living there do not answer one another, because since the Balabos has a right to come into each apartment he owns, he has things there, they're all considered like it's by him, so it's still like one big Rishus, therefore you do not need an Erev Chatzeres. Now, Mishnah Hey. HaMeniach es beisoy v'holach lishbois bir acheres. Let's say somebody left his house, and for Shabbos he went to stay in a different city, and he did not put into the Erev Chatzeres, but he's not living there for the Shabbos, he's not home for the Shabbos. Does he still make it also for the other people to carry out from the house into the Chotzer? Let's say there's only one other person living there. So now the neighbor left Shabbos. What's the halacha? So it says, Echad Nochri v'Echad Yisrael. Whether the person that left is a Nochri or whether he's a Jew, Harez Oisa, yes, even though he's not there for Shabbos, so what? Since that's his house, he's going to come back, it's considered like he's looking there for the Shabbos, and if they did not make an Erev Chatzeres, the other people cannot carry out from the house into the Chotzer. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Einu Oisa, no, he does not ask him. Since Lamais is not living there this Shabbos, he does not ask on the Anshei Chotzer, even though he did not make an Erev with them, the other people could carry out. Or if they made an Erev themselves, it's good. Rabbi Yaisi Yom, it depends. Nochri Yaisi, if its owner is a guy that left, then even though he's not home for the Shabbos, still it's also for the rest of the people to carry out, if they did not buy off his Rishus. But Yisrael Einu Oisa, but if it's a Jew that left town, then we consider like he's not here, he does not Asa. What's the reason why? Shein Derech Yisrael over the Shabbos, because the Jew does not travel on Shabbos. Therefore, if the Jew went to spend Shabbos someplace else, we're not afraid to come back in the middle of Shabbos. Therefore, he does not Asa. Mashen Kein. If it's a guy that left, we have to be afraid maybe he will come back for Shabbos in the middle of Shabbos, and therefore he Asa is considered like he's there for Shabbos, and the Jews have to take care of it. Shein Derech, that's what Moshe says, Shein Derech Yisrael over the Shabbos. So the Jew doesn't carry and doesn't travel on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu haniyach beisoy, v'olach lishbois eitzel bita b'yoyis ir, einu oiser, shekvar haisiyem eliboy. He says, the biggest thing, Rabbi Shimon, even if it's a Jew that left his house, and he's living in the same city, just he went to spend Shabbos by his daughter, so really he could walk back home. But since Lamaisi decided to spend Shabbos by his daughter's house, we consider like he's not here in his own house, and it's like he's not here that Shabbos, he does not ask her on the other people living in the house or in the Chotzer. Yemishnevov, Bor Shebein Beis Chatzeris. You have a bor that's in between two Chatzeris. You have two separate Chatzeris, and there's a mechitza in between them, and right in the middle that the mechitza comes up until the bor of the ditch. The halacha is, if these two Chatzerim did not make an Erev together, Ein memale b'menu b'shabbos. Neither side could fetch water from this bor into their chotzer. Because we say, like, when each one fetches the water, he's like taking water from the other side into his side. Elim came also le mechitza gvoya saratvachim. Unless they made a special mechitza, as if to say, like, we're dividing up this bor in half. So the right side belongs to the right chotzer, the left side belongs to the left chotzer. Now this mechitza, which is 10 tefachim tall, bein milmala, bein bilmato, bein mitoich ognoi, whether it's on top of the bor, whether it's on the bottom, whether it's mitoich in between the rim of the bor, either way it's okay. It's a kulim midrabbanan that as long as there's a mechitza made separate for this bor, we can sit as if it goes straight down and divides the water in half. We have in Shimon ben Gamliel there, he learns like this, that the mechitza should be on the bottom towards the water. The mechitza has to be inside the water. No, the mechitza could even be on top of the water. Says, the mechitza is not better than the case of the wall that's going between them. But he holds that if the wall that's dividing the two chatserim goes on top of this bor, and also like divides the bor in half, so the mechitza alone is enough. You do not have to have a separate mechitza for the bor, inside the bor. It's enough that same mechitza that's dividing the two chatserim in half, since it's also cutting across this bor, we also look as if the bor is divided in half, and the right side belongs to the right side, left side to the left side, it'll be okay. The Mishnah Zayin. Amas Hamayim, that's the flow of water, stream of water, like a small river, Shiyaveres Bechotzer, that goes through a chotzer. Now, an Amas Hamayim could be that the water is deep, 10 tefachim, and it's wide, 4 tefachim. See, even though it's going through your chotzer, through your Rishus HaYochid, but since it gets its nourishment, like its nimshach, from the nor, which is a karmelis, it still has a lach of a karmelis on it. And therefore, ein memalon himenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch water, take water out of this flow of water that goes through your chotzer, but it's connected to the river. You can't take the water out of there on Shabbos. It's like you're taking from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Elim came only if, also lo mechitza gvoya soro, only if we made mechitzas, which are 10 tefachim tall, but like on the sides of the river. B'chnisov yitzia, at the place where the water comes into your chotzer, and the place where the water goes out of your chotzer. Like at those two ends, you have to put a mechitza, like in the water, like to make a division, as if to say, this water is not part of the Nahor, but now the river is in your chotzer, in your Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so the water is also considered like Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then you can carry the water out into your chotzer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Koisel shal gabo, if you have a wall on top of this, tidim shem mechitza, that also helps for a mechitza. Like if on top where the water comes in, there's a wall on top of this flow of water, that wall on top could also be considered like a mechitza, that you would be able to carry the water into your chotzer. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa once happened, the Amma shel Ovel, with this stream of water in the place of Ovel, that they used to fetch the water from it on Shabbos, take the water out of this flow, stream of water, into their chotzer. Amru lo, they said back to them, you know why it was mutter over there? In other words, it was because there wasn't a shear, the water was not deep or wide for tefachim. So therefore, it was not like a karmelis, it was not like a makom ptur. If the water would have been the shear, then the kaisel, just the fact there's a kaisel going on top of the water, that would not be sufficient. Then the chomashit ridge, you have to make a special mechitza where the entrance where the water comes into your chotzer and where the water leaves your chotzer, you'd have to make a special mechitza over there. If there's, let's say, a porch sticking out in front of your house, and in front of your house it's over the water, like you have a house on the bank of the river, and you have a porch sticking out that goes over the water. So, you're not allowed to draw up water from the river, which is a karmelis, into your apartment, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, into your porch. Unless you make special mechitzas around your porch, which is tall, 10 tefachim, all around your porch, whether you make it on top of your porch or right underneath your porch. Midrabbanan, we consider that if these mechitas will say gudasik, they go straight down into the water. And if you fetch a pail of water straight down in between these mechitas, like you make a hole in the middle of your floor of your porch, and you lower the bucket straight down, it's considered like the mechitas on the side go straight down into the water. So that's considered a rishus yachid. So you're fetching up the water now from rishus yachid into your rishus, which is okay. Now these mechitas again could be around your porch, going up or going down. It will be look as if these mechitas continue to go straight down into the water. V'chein the same malacha shtei gezustroyis. You have two porches, zu l'malam izu, like one sticking out of the first story, one sticking out of the second story. And also there's a hole in between that could let a bucket go straight down to fetch up the water from both, the first and the second. So also l'alyoyna v'lo yosu l'tachtoyna. Let's say they made a mechitza around the porch of the top one, but they did not make a mechitza around the porch of the bottom one. So shtei masuras atriyavu, they're both also to fetch up water from their porch until they make an Erev Chatzeris. Because since both, like the top bucket, is going through the bottom chotzer, the bottom porch, so they did not make an Erev together, it's like both have a right to use that porch. So they would ask a zel zel until both of them make an Erev Chatzeris.
Mishneh Tes. Chotzer sheibchusa mi'arba amas. If you have a chotzer that's less than 4 amas by 4 amas. So the loch is ein shaykhin besaycha mayim b'shabbos. You're not allowed to empty out like your water in this chotzer on Shabbos. Adin d'rabbanan. Even though there's nothing growing there, it's not a shali b'mashke, but there's a problem that maybe the water will flow out to the Rishus Rabbin. Since it's such a small chotzer, there's not enough room there for the water to dissolve in the chotzer itself, so I'm afraid you'll throw it out into the Rishus Rabbin, and you may come like to carry from Rishus Yecha to Rishus Rabbin. Elim came only also lo uko. You have to make a special hole like a well or like a ditch in the middle of the chotzer, which is machzekes sosayim, which could hold a sosayim of water inside it, which is 12 kabim. Min haneke v'lamata, that there is a hole there on top that if it overflows, the water will go out to Rosh Hashanah. So from that hole downwards, it has to be big enough, this ditch, to hold the sosayim of water. Now, beimi b'chutz, beimi b'fnim. That means whether you make this uka outside the chotzer, right outside, that there's no problem carrying to there, or else whether you make it inside the chotzer, it's okay. Ela shemi b'chutz, just the difference is, if you make this uka, if you make this ditch outside the chotzer, tzorech likmar, then you're going to have to put a cover on top of it. Because otherwise we're afraid maybe you'll come into a karmelis and look again like you carry from a shus yachid to a karmelis. But mibifnim, if you make a special ditch inside the chotzer, then there's no problem, then ain't tzorech likmar. Then you would not have to cover this ditch.
Mishneh Yud. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Biv. That's like a little gutterway where you like throw the water into, and the water goes straight out to the Shus Rabbim. So Shukomer Arba Amas for Shus Rabbim. If this gutterway, this biv where the water runs through, when it goes out to the Shus Rabbim, if the first Arba Amas there is covered up, so really since it's covered up 4 amas by 4 amas, it's a Shus Yachid, and the water like we had in the Mishnah before could dissolve in a shear of 4 by 4. So then Shayvchun Atoychemayim b'Shabbos, you let it throw water into this biv on Shabbos, even though the water is going to go through, but we hope it will not reach the Rishus Rabbim, because the water will be dissolved in this first 4 amas by 4 amas, which is covered up, which is a Rishus Yochid. However, the Chom say no, Afilu Gag, even if you have a roof, or you have Chotzer, that's 100 amas, Lo Yishpach Api Abiv, you cannot throw the water directly into this biv, because it looks like you want to throw it directly into the Rishus Rabbim. So it's also to throw it into this gutterway that's going to end up in the Rosh Hashanah. Abo rather, shofech migag legag, you can throw from a roof, from one roof to another roof. And then v'yamayim yordan labiv, even though the water will run down the roof, go into the gutter, that's okay, since you did not throw it directly into this biv. Hechotzev yachsadra mitztarfen liabamis. A chotzev and achsadra, the open porch, them mitztar of both, for the zalach of daladamis, that if the water will be dissolved inside this chotzer or the open porch before it goes out to Rishus Rabbim, then it would be okay. Then you would be allowed to put the water into this chotzer. Again, according to Chachamim, we're not afraid the water will go out to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Mishnah Yud Aleph. V'chein shtei dutois zu k'neged zu. The same thing if you have two dutois, that's two rows of houses, of buildings, which is zu k'neged zu, on the opposite sides of a chotzer, and it's less than 4 amos in between. So mitzosan osuka or mitzosan la osuka, the chotzer in between is less than 4 by 4 amos. So really, you're not allowed to throw water in there unless you make an uka. So if one side of the utois, one side of the row of houses made a ditch, and the other side did not, the side that made the ditch, they're allowed to throw the water out into this chotzer. But the shaloi asuka, the side that did not make a ditch, asurim, for them it's also to throw the water into this chotzer, since it's less than dalet by dalet amos. And the Gemara says the chiddush is, even though they did not make an erev chatzeres here, the two still is mutter. The chum would not goyze for you to throw your water outside into the chotzer. Now perek tes. Mishnalef, kol gagois ear, all the roofs of the city, from one house to the next house, rishus achas, is considered one rishus, that you're allowed to carry something from one roof onto the next roof. Obavad shelo yehe gag gavoy asara oinomach asara, that one roof should not be taller, 10 tfachim, than the other one, or should not be lower. If they're exactly within 10 tfachim of height, then it's okay to carry from one to the other. Because if it is high at 10 tvachim, then you're not allowed to carry from one gag to that gag. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'acham mar necham say, kol echad v'yechad rishus b'fnei atzmei. No, each roof is called rishus by itself. Just like underneath, beneath, in the place where you live, each house is called its own rishus. They hold the roof is also called rishus by itself. And therefore you cannot carry from one roof to another roof, since they belong to two different people. Rabbi Shimon says no big chiddush, and we pass like Rabbi Shimon that echad gagois v'yechad chatzeros v'yechad kafifois, rishus achas lekelim sheshovsu l'toychon, v'lo lekelim sheshovsu b'toych habayis. That you're allowed to take a kli and carry it from one roof to another roof into a chotzer, into a karfif. Because these places people do not live. It's not the actual diurin. It's only outside the diurin. And really, midirayis to the rule rishus yochid. It's only questioning midrabbanan. So Bishimon holds, even midrabbanan, it's mutter to carry from one roof to another roof, or from a roof to a chotzer, or from one chotzer to another chotzer, or from one karfif to another karfif. A kelim that again, that at the beginning of Shabbos were in the chotzer or in the gag. And echnami, if the kli, if your chair was inside your house, then even if you take it out from your house into your chotzer on Shabbos, now you're not allowed to carry it from this chotzer into another chotzer, unless you met an eruv chatzeres. But if the chair at the beginning of Shabbos started out in the chotzer, then you're allowed to carry something from one chotzer to another chotzer, providing they're both rishus yochid, that there are four walls around. Just a different chatzerim, even if there's a mechitza between. Still, a kli that started out in the chotzer is not like it's in your house, and therefore you're allowed to carry it into any other rishus yochid, like a chotzer, or like a gag, or like a karfif, lafuki into somebody else's house. You cannot carry it into a beis adyurin. For that, you would have to have an area of chatzeres. And the loch l'kul is like Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Gag gadol somech l'kotim. If there's a big roof, and right next to it, there's a small roof. And according to Tanakhama before, that holds you can't carry from one gag to another gag. So it depends. So hagadol mutter, the people living in the big gag, since their gag is bigger than the small one, there are sides coming on both sides of it, so it's called like a Pesach. So the big one has like dalad mechitzas all around it. So the people living on the top of their gag, they're allowed to carry there. But for Yakotin Osir, the people living on the small gag, if you're standing on top of the small gag, you can't carry. Because since the fourth wall is open completely into the big gag, and according to Chum, that's also, so it's like Paras Femluya L'Chotim. To the place that's awesome, therefore, on the big gag you could carry, on the small gag, the small roof, you cannot carry. And the same thing, chotzer gedoyla shenifra tuliktana. If you have a big chotzer, that's open completely into a small ktana, into a small chotzer. So again, hagedoyla muteris. The big chotzer you're allowed to carry inside it, even though they did not make an erev chatzeris, these two chatzerim together,
because somebody in the big chotzer, there's like four mechitzas. Even though it's open completely to the small chotzer, that's only like a small pesach. It's like a doorway into it, because there are still walls on the side of it. Therefore, it's mutter. And the Mishnah says, but fi haktano asura, but the people in the small chotzer, by them it's also to carry out, mevnei shikepischa shegadelo, because it's like opened up completely, it's like a doorway to the big chotzer. So in the small chotzer, like the fourth wall is open completely into the big chotzer. So the small one does not have four walls around it. Therefore, they cannot carry in their chotzer. They cannot carry out from their house into the chotzer. What's going to be chotzer shenifritzol reshus rabim? Let's say you have a chotzer, but on one side of the wall it opens up into the reshus rabim. So hamachnis mitoichel reshus yochid, I'm reshus yochid l'toichoy is chayiv. In other words, it's mamish considered like a reshus rabim now. Since this wall that was dividing between the reshus rabim and the chotzer fell down, so now this chotzer, it's opened up completely to the reshus rabim, and it's considered like reshus rabim. Therefore, if somebody carries out from reshus yochid into here, or from here into reshus yochid, he's chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachom moimim nechom say, mitoicho l'reshus rabim, I'm reshus rabim, mitoicho potter. We carry out from here into reshus rabim, or to reshus rabim, yipotter. Because this Rishus is not really called Rishus Rabim, it's only called the Karmelis. In other words, Midi Raisa, it's not a Rishus Rabim. Just Midi Rabon, it has Lech like a Karmelis. So if we carry out from Rishus Rabim into this Rishus, you're Potter. But I call Potter, according to him, if you carry out from Rishus Yochid into this Mokum, you would also be Potter. Because since it's only called the Karmelis, there's only an Issa the Rabon and there's not an Issa the Raisa. It's not a real Rishus Rabim, because the Maisa, there are three mechitas around it. It's only opened up on the fourth side. Therefore, it's called like a private road. It's like a Karmelis, not like a Rishus Rabim. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Chotzer, shenifritzol Rishus Rabim, mishtei ruchoy seho. You have a chotzer that was broken open to the Rishus Rabim by both sides. The Gemara says really means a Karen Zovis at the corner, both sides by the corner broke open. And so Mela, there's no like, it's not a good Rishus Yochid right now. So you know how to carry out. V'chein Bai is the same thing if you have a house. Shenifretz Mishtei Ruchoysov. At the corner also, the two walls broke down. So it lost its head. You do not have four walls in this Mokum. It's not a real Rishus Yochid. With the Rabbanim. V'chein Movui Shenitlu Karoysev Olochoyev. Same thing if you had a Movui that has three walls, and the fourth wall we were matter by putting up a Lechi or a Kaira that fell down on the middle of Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Mutarim b'Yosef Shabbos for Yasurim Losalavoy. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda that we say Hoyel v'Hutra Hutra. Since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the four walls here, it was Chal Hetta to carry in this Mokum. So the Hetta still remains the whole Shabbos, even though in the middle of the Shabbos part of the walls fall in. That now Midrabbanan there's no Hetta, but since Midiraisa it's not a Rishus Rabim. So it's still mutter to carry, the heta still remains. That's of Yehuda's svara. That's true, for the next Shabbos it would be awesome. But for this Shabbos, since at the beginning of the Shabbos you already had the heta remains. Rabbi Yossi Yaimeno, in Mutarim Yossi Shabbos, if we're going to say it's mutter for this Shabbos, then Mutarim Losa Lovi, it's going to have to be mutter for Losa Lovi also. And the Imasurim Losa Lovi, if it's also for Losa Lovi, Asurim Yossi Shabbos is also for this Shabbos also. So he says, we do not say this svar of Hoyel v'Hutra Hutra. No, at the Maaseh for this Shabbos, it's awesome, just like it's awesome for the next Shabbos. In other words, since you're missing real mechitzas here, here we do not say this svar of Hoyel v'Hutra Hutra. Therefore, it remains awesome. Mishneh Dalet. Ha'boina aliyo agabe shnei botim. If you have two houses on two sides of Rishus Rabim, let's say, and now you make an aliyah, an attic, across both of them. So the kids are underneath this attic, like there are two walls, the two sides of the house, but the other two sides are open. Still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, midiraisa, two walls alone make it into Rishus Yochid. The same thing, v'chein gishorim, if you have a bridge, hamufuloshim, that's open underneath it on both sides, people walk through. So in the bottom, really, there's only two walls to it. Still, metaltlem tachtein b'shabes divrei Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold that midiraisa, you're allowed to carry underneath this on Shabbos.
And also because we say, the Gemara says, we say the klal of P'tikr Yerg V'Saisim, by the two sides, the two walls, the roof comes down, and that's Saisim, the other two sides that are open. So the kids, you start out with two mechitzas, and you have a roof across it on top. So you say now P'tikr, the end of the roof comes down, so that makes it like you have four walls here. So that's a Yudhishit, it could be metalpel underneath the bridge or underneath this aliyah. Well, the Chum, Aitin, the Chum say no, that we do not say Petikra from two sides, but rather only from one wall would we say it. From only if needed for one side. The Yoid Amr Rav Yudhav Yudhav says another Kiddush, that Marvin Lamavia Mafulish. If you have a Mavia Mafulish, which means it's open on both sides, still you could make an Erev on it. You could just put a Lechi on both sides. It's enough. Again, because this sheet there is, that two walls make it for a Shrisi Yochid like Midi Raisa. See, if it's only midrabban, you have to have a tikkun. So it's enough to put a lechi on both sides. The chachomim oisrim, the chachomim say, no, nothing doing. Two walls is not called rishus yochid. The chachomim say it's oisir. According to chachomim, only when you have three walls, then do we have the heta of the din of a lechi or a kira on the fourth side. Because according to chachomim, you always have to have at least three walls. It's only the fourth wall that's only midrabban. And aloch is like the chachomim. Now the Perek Asiri, HaMoitzi Tefillin, if somebody finds Tefillin outside on the street on Shabbos, so and it's a bizoyin to leave the Tefillin there, so Lachar is Machnisan Zugzug, you'll have to carry them in by wearing a pair at a time, put on a pair on your Rosh, put on a Tefillin, a pair on your Yad, and wear them inside. Rabbi Gamliel says, Shnaim, you're even allowed to put on two pairs on your head and two pairs on your Yad. Because there's a mokum, there's a place on your head for two, and there's a place on your hand for two. Pemed v'mamumum was said, be shonos, only if they're old ones. The Gemara says, it means to say, when it has ritzuas, it has straps on them, so then you can put them on. Abba bechadoshas, but if you have new ones, if you find new pairs of tefillin, which means it doesn't have the straps on it, so then locher is potter, in other words, you're not allowed to carry this, you can't carry the tefillin inside. So lashna pot, it means you're potter, and you're not allowed to carry them in on Shabbos, wear them in on Shabbos. Motzon tzvosim makrichos, let's say you find a whole bunch of them, a lot of tefillin together, if you can't, there's not enough time to wear them one to bring them in. You say, then the halacha is, machsha chalem, you're supposed to wait there till after Shabbos, umevin, and then you'll bring them in after Shabbos. Ubisakon, let's say it's a sakona to wait outside in the street by yourself on Shabbos. So then the halacha is mechasen v'adachloi. You should cover it up and go away, and then after Shabbos you come back to try and bring them back in. Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Shimon says in this case we find a bunch of tefillin outside in Rishus Rabbim on Shabbos, that he gives another heter. Noistan lechaveru v'chaveru lechaveru. Let's make a big chain of people, and one will pick it up and hand it over to the next one, and the next one to the next one. So each one is not carrying a dal damis. So it's muta midiraisa. It's only a question with Rabbanon, this is awesome. But here, Mishum covered that tefillin, the Rabbanon said it's okay. Achemegiya lechotzer achitzain, until you come to the inside, chotzer.
In other words, so the first chotzer that you come to in the city, that's Mishumurim, that's where you could deposit it, put it there. Vechein benoy, the same thing applies to your own son. In the case where you want to carry him out on Shabbos to make him for smilom, so. Also, noisna lechaveru, you can hand it over to your friend. Bechaveru lechaveru, afilu meya. Even if you have 100 down the line, that's the way you could carry this child to the place where you want to make the bris milah. Rabbi Yehuda says, noisain odom chovius lechaveru, bechaveru lechaveru. You can hand over even a chovius, even a barrel of wine. And the afilu, he says, the chiddush chutzatchum. Even if it ends up that this barrel is going to be carried outside the tchum of the owner, like he holds, so what? You go back to the person that's carrying it now. If he has a right to walk more than a payimama outside of the city, like his erev is further out, he could take as far as he can go. Omruloi, the chum said back to Reb Yudin, no, loitalach zu yaisim aragli bolehel, that there's a chlal tchumim goes according to the owner. The owner of this barrel, wherever his tchum is, that's how far this barrel could be carried. So even though the person that's really carrying it has the right to walk further, But since the owner cannot walk further, the barrel could only go as far as the owner could go, so it cannot be carried out from the tchum of the owner. All right, a turnover. Yekoyra ba sefer al hoy skupa. Someone is reading from a sefer, something like a sefer Torah that's rolled up, and he was alay skupa. That's like the platform in front of your house, which is usually the locha of a carmelis. Now nizgalgal has sefer miyodet. Let's say the sefer, one part of it fell out from your hand and started to unroll. So gadol yetzla, you have a right to roll it up towards you, bring it back up to you. All right, since anyway, it's only a reshus rabbanan here, and one half is still in your hand, so therefore there's no gzeri here that maybe the whole thing will fall down, because even if the whole thing does fall down, there's only an issur midrabbanan to bring up from a reshus yachid to a carmelis. So therefore, now that one part is in your hand, you could just roll it up. What's going to be hayakira b'roish hagag? Let's say you were on top of the roof, which is a reshus hayochid, v'nizgalgal ha-sefer miyadai, and now one half of the sefer rolls out of your hand and comes downwards towards the reshus rabim. So it depends. If it did not come down to 10 tfachim off the ground, so it's not really called the avir of reshus rabim, then you have a right to roll it up towards you, because again, there's no issur d'oraisa here. But if one side of the sefer rolled down to within 10 tfachim of the ground, which is in the 10 tfachim of reshus rabim, which has a loch of reshus rabim, so now already midrabbanan there's a gzera, you cannot roll it up towards you, because we're afraid maybe in a case where the whole thing will fall down, and the whole thing is lying in reshus rabim, maybe still you come to pick it up into reshus yochid, and there it's an issur d'oraisa. See, even though now, since one half is still in your hand, there's no issur d'oraisa, Rabbanan made a gzera though here, we do not want you to roll it up towards you. So therefore, if half of the sefer reached the bottom part within the first 10 amos off the ground, which is the avir of reshus rabim, so then the halacha is hoifchei al ksav, just like turn it up, just turn it that the ksav, the written part of the sefer, is facing towards the wall, like it's covered up, and just leave it there. Do not roll it up, just leave it there. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, says, afilu vein mesuluk menoritz. No, as long as it's not mamish lying on the ground, even if it's just a half fraction of an inch off the ground, so it's not really called munach for reshus rabim, so there's no gzeris mitrabonin, he still holds, you're allowed to roll it up and bring it back to where you're standing upstairs in reshus yochid. Because he holds there's no gzeris here, since lemais it's not resting in the reshus rabim. It's an inch off the ground, even though it's in the avra of the reshus rabim, but it's not munach, it didn't rest there. Says no issur d'oraisa, therefore you could roll it up. Rabbi Shimon says, afilu boratz atzmo, no, even if half of the sefer is lying on the ground, so what? Since the other half is in your hand, so therefore go lo yetzloi, you're allowed to bring it up, because there's no issur d'oraisa, since the whole sefer is not resting in the reshus rabim. And he says the svar is shein lecha dover mishum shvus oimim v'fnei kisvi hakodesh. Like, true, there's an issur d'rabbanan over here, since half the sefer is lying in the reshus rabim. There's an issur d'rabbanan to bring up the half that's in the reshus rabim, because you bring it up to reshus yochid, but midiraisa it's muta, because lemaisa, the whole sefer is not in the reshus rabim, the half of it is in your hand. So therefore, it's only yosim d'rabbanan. See, holds the rabbanan did not put their isurim, but mokim, cover to give to a sefer, kisvi hakodesh. See, there's covered of the sefer to roll it up towards you. The Rabbanan let you roll up the sefer.
Mishneh Dalad. Ziz shelefnei chaloyim. If you have like a beam coming out from your window, again, your window comes out from your house, which is a reshus yochid, and in front of your house is a reshus rabim. So you have this beam, this small beam sticking out from your window, which is above 10 tfachim off the ground. So the ma'aseh, it's not a reshus rabim, it's not the avir, but rather it's an avir mokem p'tur. So therefore, noisnin olov, you're allowed to take something out from your window, a cup or a glass, and put it on this beam. V'noitle m'men of the Shabbos, and you can bring something in from this beam inside also on Shabbos. And the Gemara says we're talking about something that would break. So therefore, like, we're not afraid that maybe you fall down and you go downstairs and pick it up and bring it in again. Because if it falls down the glass, it's going to break. But if it would be something like a ball, that would be yosa, because we're afraid maybe you'll fall down into the reshus rabim, and then you go downstairs and bring it in again into the reshus yochid. So that would be yosa. So Mishnah is talking about dafka case like a glass or something that would break if it would fall down. Now, I made Adam Rishos Yochid. A person is allowed to stand in the Rishos Yochid, or Metal the Rishos Rabin. Like, he can stand inside his house and just stick his hand outside the window and move things around that are in the Rishos Rabin. As long as you do not move a Dal Damis, or you do not bring it into the Rishos Yochid, you just move it from one place to another place in the Rishos Rabin, that's Mutter. Yeah. The same thing, Rishos Rabin. You're allowed to stand inside the Rishos Rabin, or Metal the Rishos Yochid. And you can carry things like you stand outside the house and put your hand inside the house and move things around in the house. Again, providing that in a case where you're standing inside and you're moving things around outside, you cannot move it more than Dal Damas. That will be an Issa Vavora Dal Ramas Mishas Rabim. But otherwise, you're allowed to move it less than Dal Damas. And the Chiddush is, we do not make a gzera that maybe you come to bring it outside, you carry it with you outside. Mishnah. A person should not stand in Rishos Yochid. V'yasht in Rishos Rabim. And let out Meirag Layim, let out urine into the Rishos Rabim. That's also. The same thing, Rishos Rabim. He should not stand in Rishos Rabim. V'yasht in Rishos Yochid. And let out water into the Rishos Yochid. That's like a Hoytzor, like you're starting out from Rishos Yochid and you're going into Rishos Rabim. That's also. The same thing, V'lo Yorik, and now let us spit. Not let us stand in Rishos Yochid and spit into Rishos Rabim. It's called an Akira from Rishos Yochid, and it ends off in Rishos Rabim. That's also. Rabbi Yehudu, Omer Rabbi Yehudu says, Av kishenitlash, roike befiv, if when, let's say you have this spit that's uprooted, but it's inside your mouth, you did not spit it out yet, but you coughed up, you have a piece of spit, a phlegm, inside your mouth, so lo yehalach arbamos, you can't walk, dalad amos in the Rishos Rabim, until you spit it out of your mouth. Because like this, since it's uprooted in your mouth, the phlegm, it's considered like you're carrying it now. So if you would walk Dal Damas with it in your mouth, it'd be over Nissa. So therefore he says you have to spit it out first. Yeah, Mishneh Vov. Lo yamed odom Rishus HaYochid. A person should not stand on Shabbos in a Rishus HaYochid. V'yishteh Rishus HaRabim. And drink water from a Rishus HaRabim. No, stick over his head. Stick his head outside the window. And drink water in the Rishos Rabim, that's also. The same thing the opposite way. Rishos Rabim, you should not be standing in the Rishos Rabim. V'yishteh Rishos Yochid. And stick your head inside the house to drink water there. Elim came only if hichnis roisha ruben lemokoim shushoisa. Only if your head and most of your body is inside the place where you're drinking. Then we're not afraid maybe you carry the water outside. But like this, if you're standing outside in the Rishos HaRabim and you just put your head inside the window to drink some water, that's also, because we're afraid maybe you'll take the water with you outside into Rishos HaRabim. So you carry the water from Rishos Yochid into Rishos HaRabim, so therefore it's also. It's only mutter if you have your head and most Rosh HaRubai inside the Rishos Yochid, then we're not afraid maybe you come to carry it outside. V'chein v'gas, the same thing applies by the gas, that's by the warehouse where they make the wine, it's the same halacha. And the Gemara explains, we're not talking about Hilchos Shabbos here, but rather there's halacha in Hilchos Maaser. The halacha is before you take off Trumas and Maaser, you're allowed to eat an arai, a little bit you're allowed to drink. So if you put your head inside the gas, inside the vat where the wine is made, and you drink a little bit there, it's okay. But you have to have Reish of Rubai there, because otherwise we're afraid maybe you take that wine with you outside from the gas. And then it's called like hook full of miser, so then it'll be also to drink it before you take off Trumas and Miser. So the heter to drink the wine before you took off Trumas and Miser is only if you drink it in the gas, in the vat, where the wine is being made. And also if you have Reisha of Ruba there. Now, Koilet Odom Min HaMas Chelo Lamata Miasara Tvachim. Now this Mas Chelo is, let's say, a gutter of water, that the rainwater is running down the wall, and you're standing outside in the Rishos HaRabim. So if the water comes down within 10 tefachim from the ground, so the water then is considered like it's in the Rishos HaRabim, and you're standing there, so then in the Rishos HaRabim you can take the water, coil it like grab it, hit it into your hand, and drink the water. But if the water is coming down at Sinur, that's like a gutter that goes along the roof, but it goes out, it's bullet, it sticks out from the roof more than 3 tefachim. So since it sticks out from the roof more than 3 tefachim, it's not called the Rishos HaYochid up there, but rather it's like a mokum ptur.
But since the water is coming from the Makam Ptur, here, Mikol Makam Shaisa, even though the water did not come down within 10 Tfachim of the ground, it's not in the Rishus Arabim, it's above, but since the Tzina does not have a shame Rishus Yacha to it, even though you're drinking the water from above and you're in the Rishus Arabim, there's no problem. By a regular maschela, we're afraid if it's above 10 tefachim, it may be doimed to Rishus Yachid. So you're taking the water like from Rishus Yachid into Rishus Rabim. But over here, this tzinner, since it's less than 3 tefachim, it's a small thing, it's for sure not going, it's less than 4 tefachim, it's not going to be Rishus Yachid. Therefore, it's considered like a makam tur. Therefore, you let it drink from the tzinner. Mishneh Zayin. Bor Rishus Rabim. If you have a bor in the Rishus Rabim, and the rim, like the dirt around the bor, is above 10 tefachim. So therefore, it's considered like a Rishus HaYachid now. So the water inside the bor is a Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, Chaloin Shal Gabav, if you have a window that's directly above this bor, even though around it is Rishus HaRabim, Memalon Himeno B'Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it up, fetch up the water on Shabbos. Because you're carrying from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. Since the bottom one, nobody lives there, it's muta. The same thing, Ashpa, Rishus HaRabim, we have a junkyard in Rishus HaRabim, Kevoya Asara Tvachim, which is a pile high, 10 Tvachim, and it's wide, 4 Tvachim, so it's called Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, again, Chaloin Shagaba, if there's a window directly on top of it, Shevchin L'Teichem Mayim B'Shabbos, is allowed to pour down water from his window into this Ashpa on Shabbos. Because again, it's called from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, there's no Rishus HaRabim here, therefore, it's muta. Mishneches, Elon Shuhumesa Chalorot. You have a tree that the branches branch off and they come down, spread out to the ground. So, Nein Neufa Gavoya Menorot Shlesha Tvachim, if the branches, like when they come down, they're less than 3 Tvachim above the ground, so you do not say Lovid there, like you could say Lovid. In other words, it's less than 3 tefachim, it's almost attached to the ground, so it's considered like good mechitza. So therefore now, underneath the branches, is metaltlan tachtov, you'll have to carry there on Shabbos, because it's considered like you're surrounded all on four sides with four mechitzas. You know, you have this big tree, and the branches branch off and come down at the end, like give you five amas away. They come down, and since they come down all around you, it's like you have four mechitzas, it's called Rishus HaYachid. Now, Shiroshav, let's say the roots or the bark of the tree, Gevoya Menorot Shlosh Tefachim, when they come up more than 3 Tefachim off the ground, so then Lo Yeshev Alayim. It has Loch like an Elon that you're not allowed to be Mishtamash, you're not allowed to sit or use a tree on Shabbos. So therefore, the din is Lo Yeshev Alayim. But let's say it's less than 3 Tefachim off the ground, then it's not called an Elon, then there would not be this Issa to be Mishtamash Bilon. Then you would be allowed to sit on top of it. Even though it's muksa-like, so you're not allowed to move it, but just to sit on top of it, where you're not moving it, that would be muta. Now the Mishnah says, Hadelis sheba muksa. If you have a door in the back, sheba muksa usually means a set-aside place, let's say in the back of the house, or else v'chadokim sheba pirtza. If you have, let's say these are thorns, that you made a wall out of the thorns, or machsolos, or mats, so, ein noilim ben, you're not allowed to use these things to close the door with them, elim ken gevoyim menorot, unless they're above the ground a little bit. Because otherwise, we're afraid by closing these things, since they do not look like a regular door, it looks like you're being moisef ala bin, it looks like you're building. So, if these things like hanging a little bit, and they're off the ground, then it does not look like it's binyan, like you're building, but rather it looks like you're just closing, you're making a steam, it looks like a door, then it'll be mutter to use on Shabbos. So this Dela Sheba Muksa means not going in the back of the house, it's like a hut. It's like a little place where you watch your parents there. So really people do not have a door there really to close. So therefore it looks a little bit like you're being Maisef Ala Binyan. So therefore we say if it's hanging a little bit, then it's okay. Your Mishnah test. Lo Yamid Odom Rishus HaYochid. A person should not stand in Rishus HaYochid. The Yiftach Rishus HaRabim. Like opened up a door from the Rishus HaRabim. In other words, if the key is outside in the Rishus HaRabim, so you can't, like, you're standing inside, and you put your hand outside to the Rishus HaRabim, that you pick up the key, and you open up the door outside in the Rishus HaRabim. Still, that's awesome with the Rabbanim, because it's a Gezerah, maybe you bring the key inside into Rishus HaYochid. The same thing with Rishus HaRabim, you should not stand in the Rishus HaRabim, V'yiftach b'shus yochid, and stick your hand inside the b'shus yochid, and take a key that's in the b'shus yochid, to open up the door from the inside. That's also what the tzeirim with the rabbon, and maybe you carry it out. Elim came also mechitza g'boy athar tvachim. Unless you have a mechitza there, like from where you're standing, that it should be above, it should be high, this mechitza 10 tvachim, so then it'll make the reshus into reshus yochid. So then it's not considered you're standing outside in the reshus rabbim, but rather you're standing in the same reshus where the key is, that you'll also be in the reshus yochid. Now, divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Omru loy, said the Chum, said back Rabbi Meir, Maise b'shuk shel patomim. It once happened in this marketplace of patomim, where they steal animals, where they feed animals, they stuff them up. Shoyi b'Yerushalayim, which was in Yerushalayim. Shoyi noyalin, they used to lock the door on Shabbos. Umanichin es maftech b'chaloin shagabi pesach. And they would put the key on the window on top of the door, which was a reshus yochid. And even though they were standing in reshus rabbim, you see, you're allowed to stand in reshus rabbim and put your hand into reshus yochid and take something there to open up the door, as long as you do not take it out into reshus rabbim. So you see, we do not make the gzeira. And Rabbi Yossi says, Shuk shel tzamorim hoya. He just argues on the actual incident that he says the story was not by a shuk shel patomim, but rather was by a shuk shel tzamorim, where they sold wool, they made the wool. But he agrees that Allah also like the Chachamim, that there's no gzera, you're allowed to stand in one rishus and be metal to something in the other rishus. Mishnah Yud, Neger sheyesh b'roishoy glustero. So this neger is like a peg, or like a piece of metal. So sheyesh b'roishoy glustero, that has like a ball on the top of it. So the question is, this peg usually used like to lock a door with it. So now the question is if it's muksa or not. So if it has a glustra, if it has a like a ball on top of it, so then Rabbi Leza says still it's also to use this to lock the door with it on Shabbos. Because still it's maybe muksa, only if you already tied it up before Shabbos and it's hanging, the Gemara says. Then you're allowed to be metaltlet. For Rabbi Yossi Mati, Yossi says, no, there's nothing to worry about. You're allowed to lock the door with this thing, even though it's not tied onto the door. Because since it has the glustra, it has like a ball or on top of it, it has a shen kli, it could be used for other things. Omer Abelazar says, Maise once happened, the Knesses Shebet Tveria, like in the shul of Tveria, Sheinoigim Boheter, and there they were Noig Boheter, they had this type of a neger, this type of a peg, that had a ball on the top of it, so it had a shen kli they held, and you're allowed to use it, even though it wasn't hanging. Chibor Rabbi Gamliel, until Rabbi Gamliel came, Baskenim, and the older people of Yosulim, they said, no, it's also. They said, like Reb Leza, that if it's not hanging, then it would be also. Rabbi Yossi says, Isser Nogubo. They were Noigubo the Chumra, like they were Noig. There was the mice was just the opposite. Again, Rabbi Yossi Yemer, Isser Nogubo. That first they were Noigubo, that it should be also. That you cannot touch this Nagar. But then what happened was, Rabbi Gamliel was kind of material him. When they came, they said, no, it's mutter, that you're allowed to use this Nagar like Rabbi Yossi. Now, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Neger Hanigro. If you have this this peg, that's like it's hanging, but it's Nigrar, it's touching the ground, it's not hanging off the ground, it's attached on a string, but it's hanging, touches the ground. So Noilom Baba Migdash, in the base of Migdash, it's mutter to use it, because there's no Gezerah Shus in the base of Migdash. Avloi b'Medina, but outside the base of Migdash, it's also. Since it's a Nagar, in other words, it's not hanging, it's just dragging on the ground, so it looks to people as if you're being burned, as if you're building here. If it'll be hanging, if it would be hanging, not touching the ground, then it looked like it's only a lock. But now that it's hanging on the ground, if you use it, is exerim and the rabbanim, it looks like binyan. But vihamunach, if it's touching the ground, then kan bakan osa. Then both places it's osa. In other words, if it's not attached at all, it's not on a string, it's just resting on the ground, then this nager, according to everybody, agrees that there's nisa binyan involved, so even in the base of Mikdash, it'd be osa. Because that's a binyan mamish. It wasn't set aside before Shabbos, like it wasn't attached there to be used for a lock. Or rather, right now, it looks like a binyan. Reb Yudu Aymer, Hamunach Mutav Amigdish. No, even if it's Munach this peg, still you're allowed to use it in the Beis Amigdish. It's still only Yosem of the Rabbonin and in the Beis Amigdish. They did not make the Gzera. Fiha Nigro B'Medina. But if it's Nigro, then it's Mutav B'Medina. In other words, if it's attached, if it's hanging, even though it's long, the string, and it reaches, it's dragging along the ground, still he yells, that's Mutav B'Medina. It's only Yosem the Rabbonin outside the Beis Hamikdash where it's Munach. You still have this peg, it's not attached, it's not hanging at all. Then it's Gzerim the Rabbonin. It looks like it being Boina, you're building.
Mishnah Yud Beis. Machzirin Tzir HaTachten B'Hamikdash.
The Tzir, that's like the hinge of a door. So if the bottom one came out, you're allowed to put it back in the Migdash. Avloi B'Medina. You can't do it outside the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, it's not a real binyan here, because the bottom one is easy to put back. So it's only a shvus. It's only yosem the rabbanon. Therefore, the gzera is only b'medina outside the Beis Hamikdash, but not inside the Beis Hamikdash. It's not a real binyan because since it's easy, just like you're putting it back in place, there's no issa. It's only the rabbanon b'medina. For elyon, let's say the top hinge, that's tight. That's hard to take out. Then the lochri is kan v'kanosa. Both in the Beis Hamikdash and in the Ibn Medina outside, it's also. Here it's an Issa, because it's Doima to Binyan. Here it's a Binyan Mamish. And a Melach is not Mutter to do in the Beis Hamikdash. However, Rav Yudah says, Elyon ba Migdash, v'yatachten be Medina. He holds no, even the Elyon, the top hinge, also there's no Issa Diraisa, it's not a real Binyan. It's only Yeshua, it's only Yosem with the Rabbanan. And therefore, that's the klal in the Beis Hamikdash. It's muta, but via tachtoin, and the tachtoin, that bechlal is not even a shvus. There he holds it's even muta by Medina in outside the Beis Hamikdash. The tachtoin to put the bottom hinge back, that's muta. There's not even this at the rabbanon. Just the top hinge, that's also mid the rabbanon, and therefore in the Beis Hamikdash it's muta, but by Medina it's also.
Here, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Marzirin Retia Bamikdosh, a coin in the Beis Hamikdash, he was doing the Avoida, and he had, let's say, a bandaid on him, so he took off the bandaid, Bishas the Avoida, and the bandaid had medicine on it, so you let her return it, put it back on again on Shabbos, even though it's a Ksas Refuah right now, but since you took it off the Tzorach Avoida, it's Mutta. Avoloi B'Medina, but outside the Beis Hamikdash, we have the Gzera, Mishum Refuah, you're not allowed to put medicine on. In Batchila, let's say you did not have it on before. You want to first put it on the first time now, so then Kan V'Kan Osar, even in the Beis Hamikdash is Osar. Because this is not called Tzorach Gavoya, this is called for your own purpose, and therefore you have the Gzera, there's an Issa of Rufua, you can't use medicine on Shabbos. Now, Koshrin Neima B'Migdash, by the Leviyim, let's say on the harp, a string broke, so if it broke on Shabbos, that's a Tzorach. So therefore you're allowed to make the knot on Shabbos. Because it's like a Hechshe Mitzvah that's Doiche Shabbos. Avoloi B'Medina. But outside the Beis Hamikdash, Pshit Tzosa, there's no heter to tie something on Shabbos. In Batchila, let's say you did not have it before, but you first want to go make it or put it together now, so Kan B'Kan Osa, even in the Beis Hamikdash is Osa. It's not called a Hechshe Mitzvah like you should have taken care of it on Erev Shabbos. So therefore it's not Doiche Shabbos. Now, only if it broke on Shabbos, therefore it's Efshur. It was not possible to fix before Shabbos, therefore it's Mutter now. Now, Choytchin Yabelis Bamigdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, a current that has a ward, a growth on his hand, he's allowed to cut it off. Because it's Makev, he's a Baal Mum now, it's Makev if we're doing the Avoida. So he can cut it off with a Shinui, it's only Yosim with the Rabbonim, and in the Beis Hamikdash it's Mutter. Avoloi B'Medina, but outside the Beis Hamikdash it's also with the Rabbonim. But v'yim bakli, if he wants to use a scissors, a knife, then kan v'kan osa. Even in the Beis Hamikdash also it's osa. Because since he could do it with a shinui, there's no hetter to do it, to be over nisa the Yeraisa. Mishnah Yudalit. Koyen sheloka b'yetzba. A koyen that on Shabbos had received a wound. He has a lokis on his arm, on his finger. He has a wound. So korech ale gemi b'migdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, you let it tie around like a band-aid on it, or a gemi means like a leaf. You could tie a leaf around it. As if it's the purpose for him to do the avoida right now, he's allowed to tie something around the wound. Avoloi b'medina, but outside the Beis Hamikdash is also. Because the gemi, this type of leaf, is a refuah,
So it's like a refuah on Shabbos, which is also. Im lohoitzi dom, if the purpose is to take out blood, kan v'kan also, that's also in the Beis Hamikdash also, because that's nisi d'oraisa to take out the blood. And also it's not called tzorach avoida. So it's called chayvul. Yeah. It's a melacha, and since it's not tzorach avoida, it's also. But boiskin melech agabe akevish, you're allowed to throw salt on top of the kevish, the plank going up the mizbeach, shleyach liku, in order that the kohanim should not slip. Or memalin mibor hagoyla, you're allowed to fetch water from the bor hagoyla, or mibor hagodol begalgol b'shabbos, from the big well with a galgol, with a wheel on Shabbos. Or mibor hakar b'yomtif. So again, these last halachas about fetching up the water with a wheel, with a galgal, so there's a special heter to do these two burros on Shabbos. On the bear hakar, from this special bear, the special well hakar, there's a special heter to do it on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. The Gemara says there were cases why, but after they're matter here, and not other bearers. Other bearers were afraid if you come to fetch the water with a galgal, it's like taking up a lot of water, maybe you'll come to use the water to water your fields, which is Nisi D'oraisa. Therefore, it's gzeira not to fetch the water with a galgal, only from these bearers, from these wells, is a special heter. Here, Mishneh Tes Vov. Sheretz shenimtza b'migdash. If you find the sheretz, that's something that's v'navatum, it's metamiyu, you find it in the base of migdash. So, koyin moitzia behem yonoi. The koyin should carry it out with his avnate, so it's a zagartol. So knows he should not touch it with his hands in order that the sheretz should not be metame him. The kohen should not become tame. Now a sheretz though is not metame b'masoi. So even though you're carrying it though, since you're not touching it, you're not tame. Just your avnet becomes tame. But that is not metame the person. And the reason why we give you the heter to be metame your avnet is shleil l'sharis as a tumah. We do not want the tumah to stay there an extra second. So right away take the sheretz out of the Beis Hamikdash. Tivi Rav Yechonon ben Brucha. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bitzvah shaleitz." No, you have to wait till you find the wooden pliers that it's not makabel tuma. Shleil the rabbi says a tuma. No, you should not use your gartel, your mnayu, in order not to be matama your gartel. So rather wait until you find the wooden pliers that's not makabel tuma. Now mehechin moitzia noisai. Where do you have a right from which part of the Beis Hamikdash to carry it out? In other words, really, this is a tiltel that should be yosim with the rabbanon. So the rabbanon will makel. Mishum the heter of Tyrus Ham Migdash. So from which place in the Beis Hamikdash were they makel? Min a hechel, if you want to take it out of the hechel, min the ulam, from the ulam there's the kodesh, or min ulam lam mizbech, between the ulam and the mizbech, from that place also, you'll have to carry it out. But not further. If you find it out, away from the base, from the mizbech, you have no heter to carry it out, just leave it there, we'll soon see. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. Rabbi Akiva says, Mokem shechayov mal zdoinoi koris v'asher gosa chates. Any place in the Beis Hamikdash that if somebody's tummy comes in there, that is chayev on zodin koris and on shoygig is chayev chates, mishom mitzian oisoi. From that place you'll have to carry it out. Well, mishar kol makaymis. But the other places, even though it's near the Beis Hamikdash, if it's a place that you're not chayev koris for, then kayfen olav besachter. Just cover up a big kli, cover up the tumma, and wait till after Shabbos, and then there won't be an Issa Muksa, and then you carry it out. Yes, so Nafka Mina is, according to Rabbi Kiva, any part of the Beis Hamikdash, even the Lishchos, also Yechayiv. So therefore, these places you can carry it out. But outside the Lishchos, not. Now, if you find it outside the Lishchos, then just Koyf Nolov, Pesachta. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Mokam Shetir L'choch HaChomim, Mishaloch Nos Nuloch, the place that the Chum gave you, is mokam she'atiru locha chomim. The place where the Chumim gave you a heter, mishaloch nosnuloch, they gave it to you from your place. That means, shlo hitiru loch, ela mishum shvus. The owner gave a heter, mishum shvus. So there's a question exactly, what does this part of the Mishnah mean? Pashta means, that the Chumim will make all, in the Beis Hamikdash, it's only things, that's only yosim the Rabbanan. It's only yosim mishum shvus. So it's also in Shum Shvuth, Rabbanan said in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not also. And the Gemara explains this, that really the Mishnah is coming to explain that one place of Shimon is Mekel, and another place of Shimon is Machmir. So where it says, Shimon explained himself, where is he Mekel? By Tchumim, because there it's only Yosim with the Rabbonim, that he says you carry 15 Amos outside the Tchum, because those 15 Amos is Mishalacho.
So that's his klal, that where it's only Yosim Mishum Shvus, there he's Maker Rabbi Shimon. But the Shalom the Raisa, there Taka he's Machmir. All right, we'll stop here. Hagen Alecha Masechta Ervin.